Public Service Recognition Week is almost here. From May 6th through the 12th, it's an annual celebration to honor the public servants who work in our federal, state, county, and local governments. For a little background on the week and a look at what events feds can take part in, Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke with Jim Seymour. He's the Director of Programs and Events at the Partnership for Public Service.
Public Service Recognition Week has been celebrated during the first week of May since 1985. And so we're on well over 30 years of the program right now. And it's an opportunity to really say thank you to public servants. That's what the week is all about. You know, public servants are under enormous pressure to deliver more with less every day. And, you know, some of them are dealing with hiring freezes, so they have fewer employees or colleagues, or they have continuing resolutions, so they have less predictability related to their program funding. But one thing that's remained constant is that public servants, they're committed to their mission and to the well-being of the citizens they serve. So we kind of see this as like a pay-it-forward campaign. You know, we're here to say thank you during Public Service Recognition Week, and we hope your listeners and others will pass it on. You know, it doesn't take any kind of special authorization or guidance from a personal office to say thank you. So it's just a great opportunity to thank employees or team members, colleagues, even contractors that public servants work with. They're also part of that greater mission to the citizens.
Jim Seymour is Director of Programs and Events at the Partnership for Public Service. Yeah, everybody knows to, you know, it's kind of a thing to thank the troops whenever you see a member of the armed services in person. You say thank you for your service. Not a lot of people do that for public servants, even, you know, ones that are in law enforcement. I know some of them don't get any recognition at all. How important is it to public servants to feel that, hey, you know, I am sort of taking, you know, either way, you know, you can have the argument about compensation and all of that, but either way, I am doing a service. So it is nice to hear the old that-a-boy every so often.
Absolutely. We hear from government employees time and again that, you know, they're not here for a especially big paycheck. It's about that mission and wanting to do something good, make a difference for others. And just knowing that their work is appreciated, that someone's giving that pat on the back, really goes a long way. And so throughout Public Service Recognition Week, it's a great opportunity for agency leaders, supervisors, and managers just to do simple acts. They can, you know, greet their employees at the door one day during Public Service Recognition Week and thank them for their service. They can send an all-staff email to let the whole agency or office know that their work is appreciated, and really to take that time to make a statement about the impact of their work together. If those leaders have access to a blog or a Twitter account, they can use the hashtag PSRW. And again, not just communicate that message to their employees, but also share it more widely so that people outside of government can start to get a little bit greater appreciation and understanding of the work that federal employees do every day on our behalf.
You just gave some suggestions to agency leaders about what they can do. What sort of events and ideas did the partnership come up with this year? What are you all holding in honor of Public Service Recognition Week?
There are a couple things that we initiate every year. We do outreach to the U.S. Senate. They pass a bipartisan resolution to officially designate Public Service Recognition Week every year. As I say, it's the first week of May, starting on the first Sunday of May this year. So it'll go from May 6th through 12th. So the Senate will pass a resolution, bipartisan resolution, to officially designate the week-long observance. We also reach out to request a proclamation from the White House. Every president since Ronald Reagan, since this program began in 1985, have done some type of message to show their support for Public Service Recognition Week. And we also reach out to all the White House cabinet members, all the secretaries, including heads of OMB and SBA, to sign an honorary co-chair letter. And there's really no official document that all members of the White House cabinet signed together. And so it's pretty amazing that they would join together in this special statement to say thank you and share their appreciation for the work that government employees do. But you also ask about events. And if listeners go onto our website, they can simply type in psrw.org. And on the events tab, there's a great list of, there's a Federal Workforce Day with the Washington Nationals on May 2nd. And a discount option for people to buy tickets to attend that game. And the Nationals will be doing some special tributes before and during the game for public servants. There is a charity 5K to kick off the week on May 6th. And folks can run either locally here at National Harbor in Maryland, or they can register and participate virtually wherever they might be across the country or around the world. And Federal News Radio is a media partner of the 5K, so appreciate that support as well. During Public Service Recognition Week, we announce our Service to America Medals finalists, and this is not only our chance to say thank you, but truly celebrate the accomplishments, the amazing accomplishments that public servants deliver every day. And it's always hard. We get about 300 nominations or more every year, and to narrow that down to those who have gone above and beyond and made a really important accomplishment, we have more than two dozen examples that we'll be sharing, announcing starting on Monday, May 7th, and have a breakfast on in D.C. to celebrate those finalists. And then our last big event during the week, on Wednesday, May 9th, we'll be having a public service town hall here at the Partnership for Public Service. And we're going to have a great panel of speakers, including OPM Director Jeff Pond and OMB Deputy Margaret Weichert, including former NASA Administrator Charlie Bolden, and a few others to talk about civil service reform and really what's needed to make sure that our federal government has the right talent it needs to meet so many challenges facing our country. And again, that's an event that folks can view online or participate by attending in person.
Excellent docket. We certainly look forward to interviewing those Sammy's finalists. Jim Seymour is Director of Programs and Events at the Partnership for Public Service. You were speaking a little bit about how Congress actually passes a designation to call this Public Service Recognition Week. Every president has done it since the 80s and since it's been a thing. Is it a little bit hard sometimes for certain elected leaders and political appointees who have an agenda of, look, whether you agree with it or not, reducing the federal footprint and maybe even cutting down the federal workforce, how do they go about showing their appreciation for the federal employees that are still under their wing, even though they may have some things that necessarily a federal employee doesn't agree with?
Sure. So what we find is important here at the partnership is, we don't get involved in talking about either the size of government or specific role that government agencies should play. But as the elected officials and their appointed officials designate those policies, then we can all agree that we want an effective workforce that's going to deliver those services to the American people. We want to make sure that they're being good stewards of taxpayer dollars and making sure that people who have earned specific benefits, such as our veterans, that they get those services as easily as possible. And so Public Service Recognition Week is a great opportunity to talk about that service. We talk about the career federal employees. They transcend politics, and they serve across many different administrations from both sides of the aisle. And then they're really just to serve the public. They're not there on behalf of any particular administration or party. They're there to serve the citizens. And one of the great things, too, during Public Service Recognition Week and also during our recognition for the Service to America Medals honorees is we'll meet a lot of these either newly elected officials or new appointees, and a lot of them, as they've gotten to know their own employees and they learn about these special honorees, they're blown away that some of their misperceptions about how good government public servants are, they learn a whole lot more, and they learn to appreciate a great deal more the many goods and services and care that government employees provide on our behalf.
Jim Seymour, Director of Programs and Events at the Partnership for Public Service. Can I get you to plug one more time where they can find people can find more information about events going on for May 6th through 12th?
Absolutely. The website is publicservicerecognitionweek.org or PSRW.org for short. I can also plug that folks can email psrw@ourpublicservice.org, and there's a link to that email address on the website. So if folks want to learn more, I've got some special discount codes either for the Nationals game or for the Charity 5K or some of the other programs that they're interested in. They can visit the website or email, and I'll be happy to provide that information to them.